welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer our expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can suggest topics for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete podcast archive, 150 episodes and counting.
Ta-da!
Amazing. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills, definitely check out our online courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage, to foreplay mastery, to anal play, to our newest course, Kinky Sex Mastery. So there's something for everybody. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that affects all of us but is rarely discussed. We love those taboo topics, so let's dive headfirst into anal tension. There's an image for you.
Yeah, right. We have so much anal tension in our culture. We use that as a phrase when we talk about people being anal.
Anal retentive.
Being tight and tense and...
tight-assed.
Yeah. It's a thing in this culture.
And like a lot of body metaphors, there is truth to it. Do a quick check right now. How are your sphincters feeling? Are they nice and relaxed and supple? Or are you a little tense in the ass? Most of us are pretty tense. We carry around tons of tension in our anal area, and this is one of the primary areas that people hold tension and aren't even aware of it.
I was just going to add that often we become so used to tightening our ass that we don't notice that that's its regular chronic state.
There's a nice relaxing breath for you. So why is it a problem to be tight-assed, and how do we all get there? That's what we want to explore, and what are the benefits of learning how to actively relax your anal area? What can that bring to your life as a whole, and particularly your sex life? That's what we're going to be discussing today. Please stay tuned, because especially if this topic makes you a little uncomfortable, you probably need to hear what we're going to say. All right, here we go. So how do we all get to be so tight-assed?
We sit in chairs for an incredible number of hours. Humans are not designed to do that. In our history, we were not sitting in chairs for 8 to 12 hours a day. And this position is not healthy for the pelvis. It means that our pelvis gets really constricted and has chronic tension.
Right. The human body is actually designed to sit in a squat. If we're going to be sitting most of the day, it's supposed to be in a squat position. And how often can you drop into a really low squat? In other cultures, they hang out in this position for hours and up until their old age, it's no big deal. But in our Western culture, we're so used to sitting in chairs and in cars, and we become very immobilized in our pelvis, and very few people can actually drop into a low squat and flex and work the pelvic muscles as they are designed to be worked. So that's just the structural reason. We sit too much, we move too little, and our pelvic muscles become really tense.
And then you add to that a widespread shame about the anus, about its functions, and this emotionally contributes to a tight-assed culture as well.
Right. I think this shame starts with diaper changes and continues throughout life. And as we have a new daughter, we've been really aware not to shit shame her from the beginning. Like when we're changing her diaper, we don't say, ew, gross, ew, you did a stinky poo, which a lot of parents do just naturally. They start creating shame and negative feelings around poop from the very beginning. And this kind of lasts into our adulthood. And it used to be that the poo taboo, as I like to call it, poo taboo, it used to be about hygiene. And in cultures where they don't have access to running water and soap, it makes sense that there would be a taboo around poop because you don't want to eat from the same hand that you wipe your ass with. You don't want to poop in the middle of your house when you're doing cooking there. And so our ancient cultures set up taboos around poop in order to manage it, to keep it in a hygienic way, the best they could without running water, right? And in a lot of cultures where they still don't have running water, there are still these very strict cultural norms where you wipe your ass with one hand and eat with another, and those things are integrated into culture as a way of managing the hygiene around poop. In our culture, we have access to hygiene. We have access to running water and soap, and we can allow our relationship with poop to become a little less hysterical. We get to wash our hands after we go to the bathroom. We get to clean our bums with fresh running water, and that is a luxury, but it's one we should allow to mature our relationship with poop. We don't have to be hysterical and so taboo around it anymore, and that is something that most of us haven't integrated. We still have this very juvenile relationship with poop, like, ooh, gross, stinky, farts, blah, and that translates into tension in this area. Anything you're thinking gets translated into the body. So if you think poop is the most disgusting thing and you don't ever want to see it or smell it, then your body listens to that and it creates a lot of tension around the anus. And it certainly creates a lot of tension around sexuality around the anus if you're allowing your lover to go there and you think they might encounter the tiniest bit of poop. You're going to have a lot of shame and tension around this area of your body. And so part of this podcast, part of our invitation to you, is to let your relationship with poop evolve a little bit and learn how to manage it, learn how to have a good relationship with your anus and with poop so you can enjoy it as part of your sexual system. Because that's the baseline truth here, is that the anus, the anal area, is part of both the male and female sexual system, and you can learn how to enjoy it as part of your sex life if you can get over this anal tension and shame we all carry. And that's the big but, ha ha ha. You have to first get over that tension before you can enjoy it as a sexual area.
We are encouraging you to try and have a more comfortable relationship with your ass so that you can experience more pleasure. Because when we have tension and shame, we're not allowing ourselves to receive the gift of the pleasure potential that our ass has for all of us, men and women.
And this is true whether or not you ever want to stimulate your butt. Because when you have a huge amount of pelvic tension, like so many of us do, the first thing it's doing is restricting blood flow to your genitals. And in both men and women, arousal relies on blood flow. An erection is dependent on blood flow, and that's true again in men and women. And so if you have really constricted, tense muscles in your pelvis, you're reducing the amount of blood that's going to reach your genitals, which reduces your erectile ability, and it also reduces your sensation and your capacity to feel pleasurable, arousing sensation in your genitals. So whether or not your ass wants to be part of the play, relaxing anal tension is crucial just to get more blood to your genitals and have more sensation and have stronger orgasms, because during orgasm, muscular contractions happen in the pelvis. And if your muscles are really tense and locked down, those contractions become weaker and smaller. And so this ability to relax your anus, relax the pelvic floor, actually has benefits for your entire sex life. It's not just about anal sex, it's about sex as a whole. So that's really important to keep in mind. This relaxation of the pelvic floor of the anal area is crucial for sexual functioning for everyone, bottom line. The puns are just flowing today. It's amazing. Okay, so what are we going to do about this tension? First of all, we need to recognize that everyone has it. We all have pelvic tension to one degree or another, and you can do little self-check-ins. The next time you're stressed out, try to remember to drop your attention into your pelvis and notice how relaxed or tense those muscles are. You're super stressed out at a meeting, you're standing in line at the grocery store that's taking forever. How is your butt feeling? Are you tense and restricted? Probably you'll find that you are. And in that moment, you have a choice. What you can do is take a big deep breath and try to relax the pelvic floor. Allow it to open up a bit. expand and relax. And as you exhale, allow it to relax on the exhale. And just by bringing your awareness to it, you're going to start undoing some of that chronic tension. So that's the first step, is awareness and little interventions when you're stressed out.
It becomes fascinating to observe, I mean, not with your eyeballs, but with your attention, to notice when, how often you are holding tension there. It's really interesting. And you, it's an immediate practice, because once you do relax your pelvis, you feel your whole body relax in a moment.
And your attitude changes. I always notice this when I'm in the grocery store line and it's taking forever and there's a price check and you're like, oh my God, I picked the wrong line, and you're freaking out. If you check in with your butt and you notice how tense it is and you relax it and you take a few deep breaths, all of a sudden you realize it's just an extra 1 or 2 minutes. Everything's okay. Maybe you get friendly with the person in front of you. You look at the tabloid covers. And you just like take that moment to relax instead of just getting more and more wound up. And these little micro moments add up in our lives. And if you can notice this and you can start dropping your attention into your pelvis, you actually become more relaxed, cheerful, happier, a more pleasant person to be around just through this one simple practice. So please try it out. Next time you're tense, let our voices come into your ears and drop your attention into your ass and see how tense it is, and see if you can do a little relaxation.
Love it. Love it. Little pleasure practice for you.
The next step would be to actively address this tension through massage.
And this is an incredible thing to do. Ugh, I wish everyone could get perineal and anal massage. It is so beautiful.
Tell us what that looks like, what it means.
So you can do external anal massage. You don't have to ever go into the anus. You can do external perineal massage, where you are bringing your touch, your hands, your heat, your pressure, and touching the muscles in between either the vulva and the anus or the penis and the anus, and massaging the perineum. There's so much tension that is held there often, and you can just begin to relax it manually.
You can do this yourself or with a partner.
Right, as part of warm-up foreplay.
Or just as a standalone exploration. Yeah, this can be part of, you know, a nice warm-up pelvic massage, but it also can just be part of relaxing massage. There's amazing, you know, butt massage, and then you can go in and really focus on these tiny muscles around the anus, around the perineum. And these muscles are structurally so important to the body. They are foundational, and yet they get completely ignored in professional massage for obvious reasons. It's a little too intimate, but if you can do it yourself or with a trusted partner, you'll find that just a little bit of massage in this area goes such a long way. My mentor, my teacher, Chester Maynard, who taught me everything I know about anal massage, it was my first job out of college. He's an amazing, amazing man. I nursed him through his death through brain cancer many years ago. And he would always say that if he had just a few minutes to relax someone's body, the most effective way to do that would be through external anal massage. And it's true. If you spend just a couple minutes here and can just bring, as Charlotte said, loving, conscious, massage-like touch to this area, you will notice a tremendous amount of full body relaxation. It's really profound and incredible.
It can be a beautiful meditation. And the perineal massage can be separate from the anal massage, because those areas are close by, but they are not the same. Or they can go together, and you can pair them for a really profound, relaxing pelvic experience.
And again, just for a little self-check-in, next time you can, reach down and touch your own perineum, that area between your genitals and your anus. Notice the tone of those muscles, meaning, is it rigid and tight, or is it buoyant and pliant and elastic and supple? A good, healthy pelvic floor system will be relaxed and supple and elastic. It should be able to be springy and respond to your touch. And yet most of you will find that this area is actually quite rigid and tense. It might even feel hard to your touch, and that is chronic tension. And so if you just place your fingers in that area and start pulsing in and out, it can be as simple as that. You're starting to bring fresh blood flow to the area. You're starting to relax those muscles. And if you do this for a few minutes every day for a week, you'll probably notice a difference in how those muscles feel. And over time, you'll notice a difference again with bringing more blood flow to the genitals, increasing sensation, increasing orgasmic function. So this is a really profound practice. It's so simple in execution. And we do include instructions for perineal massage in both the course on anal sex for women and on prostate massage for men, because it's so important. And yet you can get started just by putting your fingers there, feeling the muscular tone, doing some pulses, doing some circles, seeing what happens.
And again, there's more you can do internally if you decide you want to, if you feel like you're very tense. And interestingly, that's something that a lot of athletes end up doing for relaxing their pelvis. For instance, hurdlers, they need to really open their legs. And this is one of these sort of somewhat secret physical practices that people have found to be very useful. If you find that you really enjoy the external anal or the perineal massage, there's also lots more internal anal massage that you can do to really relax the pelvis. But you don't have to do that, of course. Any kind of relaxing of the area is very valuable, but there is more you can do if you get interested.
And then on the movement front, squats. Squats are excellent. They're actually better for you than Kegel exercises. You know, everyone's always saying, do your Kegels. But Kegels can actually work against you in reinforcing the tension that's already there. Kegels are the squeeze and release exercises that especially women learn for pelvic strength. But actually set aside Kegels and start doing squats instead. Just start where you can, and then you can go deeper as you start building your strength and increasing your flexibility. Squats are probably the best exercise for the pelvis that you can do. And again, it can be so simple as you're watching TV every night, try to do a few sets of squats, and you will notice over time things start to change and relax and strengthen. And so all of these things we're talking about is about bringing your awareness and your attention to the pelvic floor, to this incredible web of muscles that supports your internal organs, that attach your legs to your pelvis, that anchor your spine. These are amazing muscle groups that get completely ignored and yet are essential for full body health, but especially for sexual health. And when you check in and you notice, you'll find that there's so much tension there. And these little practices, relaxing breath, perineal massage, internal anal massage if you want to go there, just doing some squats, all of these practices will help you start bringing more flexibility, relaxation, and strength to the pelvic floor. And this is really important for both men and women.
And the reason you want to do this is so that you can experience more pleasure. All of that will allow for more orgasmic potential, more sexual pleasure, and that's awesome.
And then on the mental end, what we're inviting you to do is shift your attitude towards your anus. Start noticing all the times that you feel tense. Start noticing how you're treating yourself after pooping. Like, are you just like rushing through a wipe and trying to get over it as quickly as possible? Or can you take that time to lovingly touch this area? And we're not talking about having like a big romance with your butt. You can if you want, but just being more respectful to it, washing it in the shower like you would wash any other part of your body, and having a more respectful, loving, caring relationship with it, honoring it as part of your body, part of your sexual system, and getting over this shame-based juvenile attitude that our culture teaches us about our anuses. And while we're at it, let's stop using it as an insult. Why are we calling people assholes as an insult? That is violent towards the body. Anytime someone uses the word asshole around me as a negative thing, I say, you mean that they're warm and receptive? Is that what you mean by asshole? And I'm a jerk for saying that. I understand that. But it draws our attention to how often we use genital-based and especially anal-based language as insults. Let's stop doing that and get over that.
It is a wonderful part of our body.
Yeah. Let's love our assholes.
I love that quote that Chester would say.
Yes, he would say, "You can't be holy without loving all your holes." And I think that's true. Like, if we really want to be integrated human beings, if we really want a holistic sexuality, if we really want to be loving towards our bodies, that includes all of our bodies. And for many of us, the anus is the last frontier. We are getting over genital shame and starting to love our genitals and starting to reclaim our genitals. And now we need to reclaim our anuses as a beautiful, important, good part of our bodies.
And when we're saying love your anus, I think the first step of that is just not ignoring it and thinking that it doesn't count and isn't there and we're just sort of rushing by it. Like, we don't have to have a romance, as you're saying, but just inclusion and compassion and respect is the beginning of that.
Yeah, it can evolve into a romance, because if you start enjoying anal sex, if you start enjoying it as part of your sexuality, then you do start to love it as a source of pleasure. And that is a radical transformation of your attitude that you can work towards. And the first step for most of us is just showing some respect and getting over shame, and then we can start the anal romance.
And in that spirit, I would like to read a blessing on poop. Can you believe it exists? It's kind of amazing. I did a Just the Tip podcast last week, reading from a rabbi, and incredibly, he includes a blessing on shitting. And I thought, clearly we need to include this. So Rabbi Erwin Kula, in the book Yearnings, writes, "People are always surprised when I tell them there's also a blessing for when the food comes out the other end. This too is a form of pleasure, something to feel thankful for. And the rabbis had no qualms about acknowledging the base corporal sensation of going to the bathroom. We've all had that experience of holding it in, for whatever reason, waiting until we can barely stand it, and then having that feeling of, oh, thank God, as we finally let it go. If we tune in, we may feel a sense of gratitude that it all works. The blessing reads, blessed are you who fashions the human body with wisdom and created in him orifices, and completely knows that if one of these holes or orifices should open all the way or close all the way, we would not be able to live or stand before you who heals all bodies in wondrous ways. As my grandmother used to say, eat, sleep, and eliminate. Remember that it's all blessed."
There you go.
So, when we're taking a shit, let us be grateful for our ass, for the function that it all works. And when we do that, we can integrate and appreciate our whole body. And that makes more space and room for more pleasure.
Indeed. It's a great opportunity to tune in to that part of the body and the pleasure it can give you. So we hope that we have brought your attention to the tension, we all hold in our pelvic floor, and giving you some tools to start relaxing the anal tension we all carry. So it starts with awareness, then use relaxing breath, try some perineal massage, bring your attention while you're defecating to the sense of relaxation you can bring, and start noticing if you can start releasing some of that tension. On the other side of that will be more sensation, stronger erections, better orgasms. So it is worth bringing your attention to this area. If you have any questions about this, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and we will be happy to assist you. You can always be in touch with us there. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.